From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Rising student loan debt has had a negative impact on home buying and selling. But mortgage backers Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are making some changes that may help. Sarah Weitz-Kotichek with Arkansas Public Media has more on new favorable rules for college grads with loans who want to buy a house.
Kristen Griffin is a librarian at Nemo Vista High School in Center Ridge. She and her husband Mark are window shopping on Zillow while their two-year-old son sleeps nearby.
It has a huge front porch. I'm a front porch sitter.
They're looking for an older home with extra room for a library.
This would be a beautiful library.
But together they have over $100,000 in student loan debt, mostly from her master's degree in library science. 2 years ago, they weren't able to pre-qualify for a loan, but their chances may be different now. Mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have new lending rules that would consider the couple's lower monthly student loan payments that they negotiated instead of the maximum monthly payment. And the total amount of debt the couple can have and still get a mortgage can now be higher. Bill Worthington is a loan officer for Bank of Little Rock. He's seen a lot of people carrying student debt come through his doors.
The debt's so high, and I mean, they just can't get a loan.
In fact, a recent survey by the National Association of Realtors and the group American Student Assistance shows about three-quarters of graduates say student loans are the reason they keep renting. But the new rules could make a difference in people's ability to borrow. Since the changes, Bill Worthington has approved several borrowers who couldn't have gotten the loans before.
I think it is a good thing now because it is allowing people to get into homes that normally wouldn't, that would have to keep renting for a while.
While these changes only apply to conventional mortgage lending, he expects government-backed Fair Housing Administration loans are likely to follow. Betsy Mayo works for the Center for Consumer Advocacy. She says part of the challenge is it's taking people longer to pay off student loans than it used to, and borrowers are getting older.
Over half of all student loan borrowers are over 30 years old, and a third of them are over 40. So student loan debt is not a young person's problem anymore.
Griffin, the 36-year-old school librarian, says she sees that in her own family.
When my parents were 35 years old, they were probably on their third home by then.
Griffin's husband, Mark, is a 29-year-old network analyst. He wants to get a home because he hopes his family will start building equity.
It's definitely, at least to me personally, a sign of becoming a responsible adult and kind of moving on to that next level, I guess, the next chapter in your life, where you have major ownership in something.
But Mayo cautions that for some consumers, adding a long-term mortgage onto student debt isn't the best idea. While the Griffins have started looking at possible dream homes, they're still saving for a down payment. Sarah Weitz-Kotichek, Arkansas Public Media.